Well, Herschel, looks like you enjoyed that and a nice outcome after Monday night.
Yeah, a little bit better. I think the lads sort of set the tone up front, you know, with the ball. I think after the first couple of balls, you always felt that you're into the game, you know, and it's so vital that you start with ball or with bat, you know. So guys did that wonderfully, you know, and most of the time you get, you know, you need to chase down, I think, what, 120 odd, you know, you should get there. So I think the bowlers sort of won it in the first 10 overs for us.
Were you surprised by their decision to bat first, because it was quite humid and, the you know, it was going to be sticky conditions, the ball was going to be moving around a bit?
Not really. I think Benke and I had a chat as to, you know, what we should do if we won the toss. And obviously we played, was it Notts?
Yeah.
I think it was Notts, yeah.
114.
Yes. You know, and I think, you know, the ball surprisingly didn't do too much, I think, that particular day. So, you know, I wasn't surprised, actually. It's a good deck, you know. Just because, you know, there's been a bit of humidity and a bit of rain, I think, the last couple of days. You know, it's still played a lot better than you would suggest. So, like I said, I think the bowlers, got to give the bowlers credit. And, you know, Fuller, I think the Colonel, obviously, we batted well up front as well. We set the tone with the bat. So it was a good clinical performance today.
Yeah, it was a good opening stand, a comfortable opening stand of 70 as well, which always helps the cause.
Yeah, you know, I think as far as targets go, we can get, you know, the teams that I've played in, you know, you sort of target 250-run partnerships, or one partnership of 70 or 80. You know, you're going to be in with a shout 90% of the time, you know, and, you know, the more times you can do that, like I said, you're going to be in with a shout a load of the time. So we did that today and it showed.
What was the talk in the dressing room following the Lancashire match? Because that was an uncomfortable one-sided defeat. Well, it's one of the most painful viewings I've had, actually, of a Durham 2020 encounter. And you've bounced back in fine style today. So what's been said in the last few days?
Well, whatever was said rather quietly, I think, in Lancashire. there wasn't too much said, you know. It just boils down to partnerships, really. I think irrespective of what format of the game you play, the word partnerships, it's got to be key, you know, with bat and ball. And if you can't do that in any form of the game, you know, you're not going to get over the line. And we had to reassess, you know. I think just unfortunately, I think Lancashire wicket was probably the best wicket that we've had so far. And, you know, we obviously stuffed it up big time, you know. But I think intensity probably wasn't there from the word go, you know, mate. That's probably the big difference and compared to today. So, you know, the boys played a bit more relaxed. And it's, you know, it's fine margins. Our group's very tight, you know, and anything can happen. So, you know, it's a format where you need a lot of confidence, you know, and that's what actually gets you the momentum. So hopefully we can take some confidence of this and, you know, just run with it. Mm.
You've created history tonight. You've become the top scorer in a 2020 for Durham with 83. Ross Taylor previously had 80, so it's taken 2 years for somebody else to come along and eclipse that.
I think Kiwis would stick to their rugby anyway. Well, look, it's, you know, it's the team. You know, the cause is for the team. You know, it's always nice to get runs, you know, and especially to see the lads over the line, which is most importantly. And, you know, if it's your day, you got to try and make it count. So hopefully there's a few more days for me.
And back to what should be a decent batting track on Friday down at Trent Bridge.
Yeah, Trent Bridge is a good deck. And like I said, you know, we just need to start well again, irrespective with bat or ball. And we set the tone from there. So it doesn't get anything easier, no? It's about, you know, just keep on playing, you know, with the confidence. And ultimately the partnerships is vital. So that's what we need to keep on doing.
And finally, the general feeling among the lads, it's still all to play for?
Very much so. Like I said, I mean, our group's quite, you know, quite tight. You know, there's no one really getting away as such. There is still four games. Anything can happen. You know, I think, you know, Leicester is looking quite good against Yorkshire. So, topsy-turvy group, you know. But like I said, we got to just keep on persevering. You know, anything can happen in this format. And we try and do the basics as best we can. Then there's no reason why we can't qualify. So hopefully we can do that.